Hi, welcome to Let's Get Into It. We're here with Stephanie Hsu.
Yes.
And it's the Space Halloween episode. Do you believe in ghosts?
I definitely do believe in ghosts.
Have you had an experience wherein you met a ghost?
Well, I went to go see my friend's show, and they were staying in this old house in Vermont. And I, like, walk into the living room, and immediately, like, my entire body was like, something is wrong. Something feels crazy. Exactly. Super woo-woo. Spooky woo-woo. And I was really scared, and it's the first time I've ever had this experience where, like, I walk into a room and there is, like, a very present energy there. And apparently all the people who were living in the house, sometimes they would, like, leave or, like, go to town, and they would come back from town, and people would be like, wow, you sounded so amazing on the piano.
Whoa.
And they would be like, wait a second, we were not, no one was at this home for the last, like, 10 hours.
That's straight up spooky woo-woo.
And the piano's right next to the couch that I was
sleeping on. What song were they playing on the piano?
Probably something classic.
Can Jason play it?
Ooh, I'm a ghost.
Ooh, spooky woo-woo.
Wow.
Do you think ghosts always announce that they're ghosts? Just to make sure. Not just like a person who wandered in
ghosts.
In period dress.
Marley. He says, yeah. I'm a ghost.
Does he? Oh, yeah.
Because he's like, you're back. No, I'm a ghost.
From Marley and Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, Marley from Marley and Me is
with
like,
the dog.
You killed me because I was too old.
Does Marley? Oh, Marley does die, right?
Yeah. I die in the end.
It's a modern day Old Yeller.
My favorite Christmas movie is Die Hard, and my favorite Halloween movie is Marley and Me.
Who's this character? Is that the one you prepared for today?
Yeah.
It's Aces.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? Have you?
Have I seen Marley and
ghosts?
I? Oh,
Marley.
Ghosts?
Yeah. Do you guys believe in ghosts?
No, Marley and I have not seen ghosts.
I've never seen a ghost, and I very much want to believe in them, but the older I get, the less I believe in them.
What?
Yeah.
That surprises me.
You've also had a heel turn on UFOs, too, lately.
Really?
Same diff.
Did you used to believe in...
Oh, yeah, fervently.
And now you no longer?
Yeah, you know, it's just the evidence just isn't showing up.
Getting older is not fun.
That's so boring.
Wait, just to save my reputation a bit, I do believe that there's something going on, but it's not people from other planets coming here in spaceships.
Okay, what do you think is going on?
I think it's more of a psychogenetic field that we're all tapping into a bit of our higher self.
What does that mean?
I love you.
It means that there's a legitimate phenomenon going on that may affect our realities, but more likely is affecting just your psyche and maybe even the psyches of the people who are around you.
So you believe in the apocalypse?
Oh, yeah. And I'm a big fan of the occult.
Mm.
And magic with a K.
What is magic with a K?
I'd like ritual magic. Like performative magic.
Oh, like Penn and Teller.
No.
Yeah, no, they perform it. And there's the patter, there's
not,
the setup, and there's the reveal.
Not prestidigitation. Magic with a K.
What?
Like speed typing.
No.
So magic with a K.
Yeah.
Ritual magic.
Yeah, tell us more.
We can do that here, right? That's just get a bunch of people in a circle. We happen to be sitting in a circle.
Oh, yeah, we can totally do a ritual. We need to determine the cardinal directions first. Who is where?
Okay, let me get out a compass.
Yeah. Okay.
So Stephanie's due north.
Okay.
Nick is probably north, northeast.
Yeah.
And I'm probably, so then Tim is south, southeast, and I am south, southwest.
All right, this is terrible for any kind of magical ritual.
No, just draw
but let's work
it.
With
let's
it.
Give people time. Like, draw it out. I'm going to go through it again so you can draw it out.
Okay.
Imagine that Stephanie is due north. To her left, Nick is north, northeast. And then to his left, Tim is south, southeast. And then to his left, I am south, southwest.
Sorry, is this magnetic north or true north?
I don't know the difference, and yes.
It's going to affect the magic.
Which one does my compass do?
Okay. Your compass does magnetic north.
Right, so that one.
Okay,
so
mind
you,
your compass is also your iPhone compass. For whatever that's worth. Not
that's
to
true.
Judge.
It's something. Yeah.
So
right?
It's not actually pulling at the magnetic pole.
Right.
It's just reading ones and zeros and bleeps and bloops.
There is some magnet work in there.
Mm.
I looked it up because I searched Buckyballs damage phone, and they don't.
What is a Buckyball?
a brand name for those little tiny magnets that you're not allowed to buy in America anymore because kids swallow them and they stick their intestines together. But to an adult who's learned, you know, not to eat them, they're just like a little string of little tiny magnet beads that are fun to play with on conference calls.
Do they stick people's intestines together because there's metal inside our intestines or because they're
no,
sticky?
Just if you swallow two of them.
Yeah, if you swallow one, you're fine. You just got to pass it before you get another one.
Exactly.
Down there.
The trick is to only give your child one buckyball at a time.
But then that's not a magnet.
It's not very fun to play with. Yeah.
Kids are always swallowing two dangerous things.
I know.
It's weird. I have a first-person memory from my childhood of my parents coming home and finding me under the piano suckling at a pledge bottle as if it were a teat, and then having them pump my stomach. Or not pump my stomach, but make me drink Epitaph and throw up everywhere.
You drank Epitaph.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ipecac.
Is it alcoholic or something? Is there some kind of drug in it?
No, it's not necessarily bad, but I couldn't really offer up an explanation for how much I had or hadn't suckled out of it. I feel like I just like blacked out and enjoyed this experience so much I had nothing to say for myself.
Tim, what have you drank in your parents' house?
Well, I didn't drink, but once my mother was she sold like, God, Tupperware or something like that. What's it, like Avon? Maybe it's Avon. Maybe
well,
she did
Tupperware.
Like that Avon pyramid scheme thing.
Tupperware.
So she did that for a little bit. So in the basement,
they
she had
Tupperware.
Boxes, from what I remember, boxes of chapstick, like flavored cherry chapstick.
I thought you said it was Tupperware.
And then, so my brother and I went down to the basement and ate boxes of cherry chapstick.
No!
To no ill effect. Well, except, you know, putting my mom in the red.
Were you blocked up?
Oh, my
not
gosh.
That I remember.
Your mom, much like your stool, came out in the red that month.
Oh, brah, brah.
We did it.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wait, aren't you going to do magic?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry okay. about that. All right, let's so go like, back to the magic.
Okay, so.
But there's refresher. Nothing up your sleeves, because your Tim's
yeah, okay.
sleeves
there's
are
nothing,
short right now.
There's not, I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt. There's nothing up my sleeves.
Where's your top hat?
I don't need it for this.
Okay, can you refresh everyone with where everyone's sitting?
Okay, so Stephanie is northeast.
No, I'm due north. Magnetic north.
Oh, Stephanie's due north, magnetic north. That would make Nick northwest.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, wow, oh, wow, this is...
Northeast.
No, go on, I want to see
so
what
it's
happens.
It's got to be northeast. Then I've got to be southwest, and then Jason south. West. I'm southeast. You're north. Nick is northeast. Stephanie's due north. Anyway, first we have to do a lesser banishing.
Tim, do you know the cardinal directions?
I mean, I do, but...
I honestly, I was looking at you, and I can't tell if that was a bit or not.
I don't think this is a bit. This is really an intense experience.
Go on with the experiment.
Okay,
I mean,
so,
the
ritual. First, it's not a trick.
It's the illusion.
It's not an illusion.
Wait, I'm very excited about this.
Okay. Yeah, me too. I love magic.
So first we need to do a simple banishing ritual in order to clear the space.
Do I need to shut the door for this?
Oh, that would be great.
I do want to do I need to bring candles? I want to do this as proper as possible.
We don't need candles,
but
anything
help.
Anything that can get us more into the mood
okay.
will serve the magic.
Guys,
maybe let's turn off like a light.
Yep, I'm going to get the lights out. I'm going to get some candles in. We're going to crank up the spook factor.
Okay.
Maybe we'll go to a quick break while I do that.
Sounds great.
We'll be right back, and it'll be much spookier in here.
I'll limber up. Power.
Welcome back. We are not spilling alcohol in here.
Never.
But you need to be careful because all the lights are off, and we now are working under the light of two candles and the assorted computer equipment that we have here. I didn't want to use any of the actual ritual magic candles that I have in my house for reasons, so instead I found two Yankee candles. Can someone do a little smell test? I think one of them is like a bay breeze and the other is a forest something.
There's like a little circular table that's right in front of most of us.
Yes.
And there's a lit candle on there, and Nick just sniffed it.
What cardinal directions from the table would you say?
That would be east.
Are you just pointing in directions now?
No, east. Like from what coast? You?
It's like a big arcing point to encompass everything in front of him.
What coast do we live on?
We live on the right one.
Tim, I we're all looking at you really expectantly. All
right.
Waiting for this magic to happen.
So I don't know if you want me to first tell you the secret of magic or should I save that till after?
Maybe save it till after.
Okay.
I want a pure experience.
Okay. Me too.
So in the south, there's the spirit of fire.
Are you sure it's the south, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you sure, sure?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm definitely sure that the south is fire.
Can you point to the south?
Right. If Stephanie's north, where's the spirit of fire? He's just nodding his head in front of him. Okay.
Okay, so activate your inner eyes first. Here's how you do that. Close your eyes, your two corporeal eyes, and then take a single finger and run it down your forehead until you feel a slight tingling. Feel it?
Yes.
That's your inner eye. Your third eye. Open it up.
Whoa, shit. I felt it.
Yeah. This is science.
Okay.
I know. Actually, it really is. It's like where your pineal gland is.
Yeah. That's where we dispel the illusion of Maya.
Who's Maya?
She's the Hindu goddess of illusions. And she's cast an illusion upon our world so that we see things in a certain way. But it's not the true sight.
Is that the... did we just do
no,
it?
No.
Okay, I got
just,
worried.
We're still just prepping. Okay.
Is that the prestige?
So in the south, there is fire. In the north is the spirit of earth. To the east... which way is east? East is the spirit of air. East is air?
Do you want to like look at your notes?
Hang on, let me...
I mean, this is kind of getting me out of the air.
Hold on. Yeah, let me just reorient myself for a second. By the way, this is a simple cleansing ritual, the lesser banishing of the pentacle.
What would happen? Hypothetically, what would happen if you got it wrong and the directions were switched?
Oh, we would... our souls would be forfeit for whatever demons or devilish creatures.
What?
Would want to pluck them. For their nightly viand. It's not even like, you know, they don't even keep them forever or do anything with them. That's just their meal for the day.
Okay.
So, lots at stake. So let's get back into it. To the south is the spirit of fire. Where's the music? To the north is the spirit of earth. To the east is the spirit of water. To the west... well, you know what? I don't know if West is... because West...
I feel like I can't get connected to the spirit realm with you hemming and hawing.
West and air, like West and wind, it seems a little too coincidental. So we're just going to err on the side of caution here.
Nice.
And we're going to just switch it. So
my eye closed.
To the east is the spirit of water. Oh, maybe west and water.
Okay, now Jesus. This is a bit, and I want to get to the magic. Do you know what I mean? Okay? We get it. There is something wrong with your directional understanding, but now you're just blowing it up out of proportion.
Okay, you're right.
I want to know your wizardness.
You're totally... You've got me. Okay.
All right.
This was a trick the whole time.
Well, I want to believe
it. Is this a misdirection thing while the real magic's happening?
No,
I didn't pick a card yet.
We'll get to the cards. Okay, let's right. just, we need to clear the space of all the negative
start
energy.
From the top.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, our third eyes are open. Let's just do some breathing exercises, right?
Okay.
So, breathe in for four. Hold it for seven. And now breathe out for eight. Okay, good. All right. I think we're ready to receive the spirits. Music, please. To the south! The fiery spirits of fire. To the north.
It's a little redundant.
The intractable earth spirits. To the east, the spirits of air. To the west, the spirit of water. And now we should all do... okay, so now we have to do this hand gesture, right? So you take your hands, you make like prayer hands with them.
Got it.
And then you put them up over your head.
Do we all bump the microphone while we...
no, you just try to avoid your microphones.
Oh.
And then
So we're pointing our hands about it. It looks like we're about to dive into a pool.
Yeah, right.
Are we
and
sharks?
Then put them above your head and touch the top of your head and then repeat the words. Dun, dun. Dun, dun.
So.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, everybody just stopped doing it. Oh, except for Jason. He's on board. Okay, now.
I think I'm mad at you. I think I'm mad at you. Okay, well, we can't run a fan because we're recording, but we've got these candles. So I'm sweating really hard.
Okay, okay.
Come in here as a guest. You told me you would treat me like a guest.
You are
and
totally
you're pranking
right.
me. You're punking me out of the magic that you apparently, that you told us you knew how to do.
You're absolutely right.
Okay. You got me all open and vulnerable, and now I feel like I'm just getting punked with shark jokes or like yoga exercises. And I love yoga, but I just... You told me it was going to be magic, and now I'm just doing yoga in this hot room.
So it's like a free hot yoga session.
Well, I just... You know, Tim, you were always my favorite, but right
Uh-oh,
now...
I'm treading the line.
Hey, who's at the top now, though? As long as we're
honestly,
keeping track.
Oh, I don't know. Jason's
Let's make a quick
tunes
case.
Are pretty...
Yeah, I've been putting some tunes out. I found the candles. That's my case for being the favorite.
And also, for those of you listening at home... His apartment is really, really nice. It's like very clean and impressive.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And your whiskey collection is really, truly on point.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Nick, what are you bringing to the table?
Not really anything.
Nick is very beautifully communicative. He's also very organized. And he always is like very considerate about my dietary restrictions when ordering takeout.
It's the bare minimum of what I think would be acceptable.
I think you might be the dad.
Whoa.
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 So wait, okay,
does
yeah.
that resonate?
Are we a nuclear
oh,
family?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, this is three dads and one little Asian baby.
As
and
God
I'm
intended.
The Asian baby. As God intended. Please, come on. Are you kidding me?
I would pick up that pilot.
Okay, we're sullying our clean space.
Okay. Right. Worst dad.
Prayer hands.
Back to you, worst
yeah.
dad.
You're the dad who always, like, you know, you're, like, you know, just walking down the stairs and trying to, like, eat breakfast. And,
Classic.
Like, that dad, like, pops out from underneath the stairwell and is like, ooh. And you're like, Dad, you're not even spooky. I know you're not a ghost.
Look
you're
at
just
this.
Wearing a robe.
You got a ghost into the room, Tim, despite all the problems with directions.
Well,
yeah,
there you go.
I heard it. Okay.
All right, Dad.
Prayer hands above your head.
All right.
Okay, now we want to face the east.
Your east or my east?
Your Gosh, own east. Your own
gotta,
private
we gotta,
east.
We just got to retire the cardinal directions thing.
You got enough material?
I think we got enough.
And now push your hands out towards the east.
Jeremy,
what?
I'm so mad at you.
We just gotta get it straightened out.
Okay, listen.
I don't care what cardinal direction anything happens in anymore.
So push your hands out. And ideally, you'd be standing up and there'd be a whole posture to go with it. Yeah, Nick, you want to do it and then I'll correct your posture?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So Nick is standing up.
All right, Nick is standing up now. Right. He's got his hands on facing the wall.
Okay, so you want to put your shoulders in.
Tim is
you
bending him at the waist.
Straighten your back. Straighten your back.
Him up.
But lean forward. Uh-huh.
His hands are against the wall now.
Feet spread apart.
Tim is patting his pockets.
All right, he's clean. All right, sit down.
This is the worst yoga class I've ever taken in my life.
Yeah, but how is it for a magic class?
It's also the worst magic class I've ever taken in my life.
Guys, why don't I just lead this? Why don't you let the best dad take over?
Okay. Yeah, you are the best dad, but you're also the dad that, like, hits on your friend, I feel. Do you know what I mean? And you're, like, in the fifth grade, and you're like,
definitely.
This is really weird.
Yeah, like I said, the best dad.
Exactly.
Everyone,
It's
time to cleanse.
And we now have a very dirty space. This space is definitely clogged with
some
energy.
So we gotta cleanse this disgusting, stupid space now. All right, so I want everyone to close their eyes. And as a precaution, so that we don't get distracted, I want everyone to take their cell phones and just pass them on over here.
Ooh, I love this.
Mm-hmm. Just pass them over.
I have Nick's cell phone and mine, and I'm passing it over to whatever his name is.
Now, best dad. All right, so I want everyone now to close your eyes again. And we're going to do some sort of call and response to get into place. So first I want everyone to say... Yes.
Yes.
Great. Uh-huh. I like that.
Uh-huh. I like that.
Very good. Now I want everyone eyes shut still. Say the name of your cutest female friend.
Me, but female.
Jason.
I feel really weird.
Just answer a cool dad question.
This is making me nervous. I don't know. I guess my friend, maybe my friend Ariel would be the most your type.
Okay, and let's all take a deep breath and say the last name of our cutest female friend.
Douglas.
All right.
I just...
Oberholzer.
Okay.
Just...
Great, all right. Everyone can open their eyes, and we did it. All right, you can all have your phones back now. The magic is happened. Tim, as the expert, and I know I did a better job than you, but how of a job did I do?
Oh, you absolutely did a better job than I did.
Yeah.
Are you guys feeling things, like tingles of...
Well, because mine was actual magic, and yours was some kind of con game to get cute girls' names.
Oh, boy, I take exception to that.
I really wanted to believe in this magic with a K, and now I'm just confused.
What? I did it. Okay. All right, middle dad, do you want to take a turn leading the circle?
I thought he was the best dad.
No, I'm the best dad.
Oh, okay. No, you're all the best. Yeah, you're the cool dad.
Okay. I'm creepy dad whose jokes aren't funny, apparently.
Well, he's truly creepy dad.
What? Aren't we all?
I'm not creepy dad. I'm cool dad. You're the worst dad, Tim.
Hey, wait, guys. How do you get a witch pregnant? This is a Halloween joke. How do you get a witch pregnant?
Thank you for giving me the context in which to put this answer.
You...
In the context of a loving relationship where you've agreed to raise your witch child.
You stick a... Well, that's just... Jesus. Look at you! Wow. This is what happens when I hang out...
You're the creepy dad.
Yeah, I'm the creepy dad. I was always a tomboy, you know what I mean? So
I know what you mean. Well, I did until you said, you know what I mean, in a really creepy way.
Well, men,
why
then
are
I
you
cackled.
Elbowing the cat?
How do you get a witch pregnant?
You fuck her.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
You're the worst dad. I hate you, Dad.
I'm like, this has been such a, this has been an emotional experience.
I know. I feel pretty fucking sullied now, too.
Yeah.
All right,
are you
going to
land a plane in the middle of the Hudson?
I was waiting for that. That's good. I love that.
Not a great dad either.
That's even below us.
You're standard dad. I'm your out of the box dad.
You're basics plus dad.
I'm
basics
Soylent plus dad.
Oh my God, you are Soylent dad. It's like he hits like all the basic, you know, nutrient categories and the joke dad
but
joke categories.
You just don't want it to exist.
And you like taste mediocre, but I take that back because I don't know how you taste, but I think you're wonderful. So, you know, you are. Cool, Soylent. See, this is all Soylent.
Nice dad.
Yeah.
He's dad core
dad. Standard dad.
Standard dad.
Standard dad.
All right, well, this segment, we have not done real magic this segment. We gotta come clean. We tried, failed. Let's just take another break. We'll get more candles. When we come back, we're actually gonna do magic. I feel it. We're close.
Yeah, we're super close. I feel the spirits are in alignment.
Great.
With the cardinal direction.
Hey, what does the Pope send you when he wants you to come over to his house?
Condoms?
An invitation?
Cardinal directions. All right, we'll be right back.
Oh.
Wait, did you know that folklorically vampires are OCD? So they need to count seeds and untie knots. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, so the count being a counting vampire is folklorically accurate.
I learned so much today.
That's so cool.
And
I love
even
that.
Done magic.
I was botching that ritual we did before. So I took a quick look up on the Google machines. For how to perform the lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram. And I found a great step-by-step on WikiHow. So do we want to do this?
Yep,
yes,
we're ready.
Desperately.
Okay.
Is it illustrated?
It is. And I can show you the illustrations and then you guys can explain them.
Yeah, show the listener.
Okay, how to perform the lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram, the lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram, or the LBRP?
Hey, QQ.
Yeah.
What is this ritual designed to do? I suppose any of us should have asked.
Oh, it clears the space. That's all it does.
Okay.
It clears the space.
Like it cleans it?
Like
yeah.
This actual space or like my emotional, mental, spiritual
yeah,
space?
Yeah, all of it. All of it. It. All the actual space, the mental space, the spiritual space, it makes it neutral.
So I'm going to go home and my laundry will be done.
No. It's just this space right here.
Does it banish both good and evil things
in
the room? Yes.
Yep. It creates a neutral space so that then you can work with that space and bring in whatever you want.
I mean, I'm all about neutrality, but clearing positive space?
Yeah, it makes a blank slate. Then if you want to bring positive energy in, if you want to dip into the goetic sciences and bring in the demons, then you can.
All right, whip it out.
All right. This ritual is split into three parts. Part one, step one, the Kabbalistic cross. Stand in the center of your room, facing east.
Wow, that's...
Whichever way that is, which is completely open to interpretation. And imagine that you are a towering figure, and the earth is a tiny sphere.
I'm going to do this.
Below you. So can you do that? Are you guys
Stephanie,
standing?
Do you have space to stand?
Yes.
I'm going to stand.
Stand tall. All right, I'm going to stand too.
Okay.
There was nothing in that. Just a little bit of sugar. Okay, I just kicked a glass over.
Okay, we're good. I'm standing. The mic reaches me. What?
Okay, I'm standing as well.
I'm going to monitor things down here on the couch.
Okay.
So face east.
Here, we can share this microphone.
Okay.
Imagine that you're a towering figure and the earth is a tiny sphere below you. Feel yourself to be the center of the universe.
Wait, what if I already feel myself as the center of the universe?
Then you're great. Just stay as you are. Look up into space. Imagine a sphere of white brilliance.
Oh, boy.
See this light.
That's a charged sentence.
See this light descend down, down to the top of your head.
It's just a ceiling fan.
Reach up with your right hand or ritual dagger if you have one.
Does anyone have one? I can get us pocket knives.
I don't have one. Maybe you should get us pocket knives.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here.
Wow.
All right, and the two of you both, yeah, okay, great.
Right hand up.
Reach
up
with your right hand and pull the white light down to your forehead. When you do this, vibrate the word, A-ta.
A-ta.
Great. Four, move your hand down your body, feeling the light being drawn down through you in a beam. Touch your breast.
All right.
Move your hand.
Creepy dad.
Hang on. Move your hand over the groin area. Pointing down, vibrate Malkut.
Malkut.
And imagine there's now a shaft of light running through you, connecting the light source above your head to the earth below you. Touch your right shoulder and imagine that a beam of light from the shaft passes through that point to your right side into space. Vibrate. The Gabura.
The Gabura.
Do the same with your left shoulder and vibrate. The Gadula.
The Gadula.
Bring both of your hands to your breast and clasp them together as if praying and vibrate Le-O-Lam.
Le-O-Lam.
You are now standing in the center of a cross of light that reaches to the ends of the universe. And that's it. We've cleared the space.
Ta-da. I feel like I just learned that everything magic is just weird yoga.
Here's the secret. Now I will tell you the secret of magic.
Okay. All right. Let's get back to our seats.
Okay.
I don't know if the listener can hear this, but you're in a neutral space.
Yeah. We are now in a clear neutral space.
I feel pretty neutral. Yeah.
I felt pretty powerful.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Uh-huh. So here's the secret of magic.
Okay.
Okay.
As relayed to me through fiction by author Alan Moore, who's also a magician. He created the character John Constantine. Is anyone familiar with that character? No.
Isn't he in comics?
Yeah, he is a comic character. So this is a character that this author has been seeing as a physical person throughout his life. And then one day he was doing a magical ritual in his basement, and he came up into his kitchen, and John Constantine was in his kitchen. And John Constantine leaned into him and said, "I'm going to tell you the secret of magic." And then he lit a cigarette, which lit up the side of his face, and leaned in, and he said, "Here's the secret of magic. Any cunt can do it." Magic is just believing in the thing that you're doing at the time.
So, I mean, it's kind of apropos that, you know, we basically just did the ritual a la WikiHow.
Yep.
Right? Because it's very accessible. Uh-huh. Anybody can do it at home. That's kind of magical and sweet. See, this is why this is a neutral space, right? Because, like, 20 minutes ago, I would have been like, fuck you.
But we cleared the space. And now we're ready. We're open to believe. Because actually, we just stood up and did weird movements and said weird words. So we're more apt to believe.
Nick, as an observer, as somebody who wasn't partaking in the ritual, did the room become neutral for you as well? Could you feel what we were feeling?
Oh, hello. You're all looking at me. Was somebody Nick here before me?
Okay. Well, you look exactly like Nick, which is why I said you're Nick.
Wait, who's this new person on the couch?
Who are you, new person?
Well, yes, and I'm a pumpkin.
You're a pumpkin?
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, I mean, it's kind of dark in here in the flickering lights.
Here, let me turn the light
Nick
on.
Nick and a pumpkin. Whoa, it's totally a pumpkin. I mean, Jason.
Yeah?
Nick and a pumpkin look very much alike.
He is
it's
a ginger.
True. Yeah, okay. I was going to say.
Yeah. All right. So that's not me. I'm not the weird one here. So Nick is gone, and now there's a pumpkin sitting here. That's what we're dealing with. So what brings you around, pumpkin?
I don't know. I was out on someone's porch. And
did
now
we summon you?
Wow.
I heard some chanting and some vibrating, and then I was here, and you all were holding knives very high.
I can't see. Do you have a face carved into you?
I have a face painted onto me.
Oh, you're one of those.
Like a safe
vegan pumpkin.
A vegan pumpkin.
What's the last thing you remember before arriving at this couch and displacing Nick Douglas?
The last thing I remember is the people inside of the porch. They were arguing like, "No, I think this will be good for us. It's an adult event." And the other one was saying, "No, we need to be with the kids. They can't go out on their own." And the other said, "Well, like, I thought you were serious about saving this marriage."
Was this a good dad, bad dad situation?
I'm not really sure about that. I'm a pumpkin. We reproduce asexually.
Do you have a name?
No, should I?
All right, I guess we should name this pumpkin. Stephanie, any ideas?
For my love of Nick, I just, you know, his energy, speaking of energies, is truly missed.
Yeah.
In this room, and I just, let's just call him Nick.
Okay.
It works for me.
Well, how about like a little Nicky?
Little Nicky. Love it.
That's cute.
That's little Nicky.
Cute for a pumpkin.
I like it.
I like your little stem, little Nicky. Do you mind if I touch it?
Yeah, okay, but thank you for asking.
Consent is really big on this podcast.
It is. I don't want to touch a pumpkin.
I'm glad that this is a podcast that respects consent. And,
oh yeah,
is that a big issue amongst the pumpkin world?
It is. We really don't get to choose very much about what is done to us or where we go.
Were you finger painted without consent?
Oh, finger painting I wanted very much. I'm not really able to see what face I have, but I am told that it is very spooky, which is my biggest dream.
QQ, do you have eyes then? If you can't.
Well, let's take a look. Let me hold this pumpkin up. All right, Stephanie,
Whoa!
What?
Oh, boy.
I'm just going to hold him up in front of the firelight here. Okay. What do his eyes look like?
A little further, please.
Thank you. Okay, yeah. There you go.
You're okay. It's okay. I got a good grip.
Ooh, roasted pumpkin seeds, though.
Oh, I'd like to be
Can we do it later?
Okay. It just feels good to be so known.
We see you. So it looks like there's a couple eyes painted on here.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Just two.
What do they look like? I can't. He's not facing me anymore.
Right. Yeah, he's facing west.
Yeah.
They look like blue thumbprints.
Oh, okay.
And I'm assuming that's what you see out of them. Let me, if you don't mind, do you consent to me testing your vision, Mr. Nick Pumpkin?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to cover one of these blue thumbprints. Respond to me with what is happening to you.
Nothing. Nothing's happening.
Oh, okay. So he's not seeing out of the blue thumbprints.
Are you seeing? Can you see us, Pumpkin? Nick Pumpkin?
I can see you all.
Oh, you can?
Oh, all.
What do I look like, little Nicky, to you?
You all look like your pumpkins, but if the pumpkins had big things growing out of the bottoms of them and then things growing out of those things.
Okay. Hmm. Body and limbs, I suppose, is what we're...
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty accurate.
Right, and so you're in the middle of the room right now, over the candle, and you can see all of us
I can see in 360 degrees.
Okay, so if I spin you around like this, faster and faster and faster,
are you
nothing?
Spinning me?
Okay, so nothing.
Interesting.
So I don't know. I'm radially symmetrical.
You are perhaps like the epitome of neutral.
Right. Wow. Our creation of a neutral space
was
brought in a neutral spirit.
Yeah, a pumpkin unsullied by the carvings of man. Except the spirits couldn't catch on to the finger painting.
Does that mean I can't land a plane in the Hudson?
There is a red splotch just dumped across the front, right under the little thumbprint eye.
Yeah, I gotta say, a real slapdash job on this face situation. Yeah,
it's not great, but that's not where I hear the sound emanating when little Nicky's talking. I hear it like kind of from the middle of my own forehead.
Do you have third eyes?
Oh, yeah, we just activated them.
Well, that explains a lot.
We need to figure out what the radius of this thing.
I would like to know my radius.
Great. So I'm going to take this tape measure.
Yeah.
And we're going to find the diameter.
Okay, great.
And you know what you do next?
What?
You cut that baby in half. Not the pumpkin.
Hey!
No! No, don't worry, buddy. The diameter. And so it looks like you are 36 inches across. It's a hefty pump.
Yeah, it's a big pump.
How did you figure out from the circumference to the diameter?
No, I just did the diameter. I didn't do circumference.
Well, you measured my diameter?
Yeah.
Then what's my circumference?
I bet we can get there with pie.
Pie?
Oh,
no! Not
pumpkin pie.
Oh, no!
Yummy. Yeah.
But don't worry, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the mathematic... number.
Oh, the boring pie.
Yeah, the one that you do that to get from the diameter to the circumference. Yeah.
Oh, the one we set one day a year out of to celebrate.
We're getting close to the end of our show, Little Pumpkin.
You have a show?
Yeah,
you're on it.
Yeah, you're on a show.
I'm on a show?
Yeah. Do you listen to shows, podcasts, or television shows? What do you do for entertainment there, Little Pump?
I people watch. Okay. But yeah, a little bit of Planet Money.
Yeah, they do a good job talking to us in ways we can understand about how people are dividing the economic pie.
I just want a really thin slice of the pumpkin pie. I don't need to eat that much.
I'm really hungry.
I know.
I mean, what goes into a pumpkin pie?
All right, I'm looking at the clock now. Like, we're pretty much like done. We're like running out the clock on this app.
Okay,
content.
Let's slice this pumpkin up.
Yeah, some pumpkin pie.
Toast those seeds, crumble them up, put them on top of the pumpkin pie.
Oh, snap!
Right?
Yeah. Hey, guys, I've been directing my attention over to this painting in the corner. What are you guys talking about?
What's that painting of?
Well, it's really ripped up in there. There's a lot of blood on it, and so I'm not really sure.
Look at the painting. I'm going to get this ritual knife out.
Just then close your eyes. We're going to do some magic.
Close the back part of your eyes.
Yep.
So just focus forward.
Generally, south.
Focus through the blue thumbprints in the front of your little...
hey! Ow! Tim! Stop it! Ow! Tim, get down out of my knee!
Jesus,
ow,
that's...
Ow! You're what the fuck?
Stabbing Nick now,
the
Tim.
Fuck? What are you guys doing?
What?
You were... I
blacked out for a second. What are you... Why would you cut me?
You
were a pumpkin.
You were a pumpkin.
What?
I know, it sounds crazy, but you were a legitimate pumpkin.
You turned it into a pumpkin.
Yeah, and you were there.
For a second, everything was black and white.
Neutral.
Well, what did you see?
I was on a stoop.
Well, sorry you got stabbed.
Tim, why are you sprinkling nutmeg on me?
I'm still just really into this idea of pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm kind of wondering if, you know, human meat and pumpkin meat, is it analogous?
You know, for like $2, we could just buy pumpkins,
but
make a pie.
I mean, you're already here. We already did the first cut.
It would just be super easy.
We preheated the oven.
You know, I'll do it myself.
No, 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 it's fine. No, no, just keep laying down. Just, Stephanie, if you could just hold his neck.
Yeah, I'll just.
Yeah, we'll
just put you right there.
Just one. I mean, it'll be a one quick cut.
Okay, good.
All right, just bleed out. Just
there we go.
That's enough, Nick. That's more than enough, Nick. Great.
That's great. Just dreams now. Just good dreams.
Guys, that was a really humanitarian way to kill our friend.
Yeah,
I know.
That was really, I think that was a nice ritual. Well,
sometimes you just have to prune the worst dad of the lot.
Yeah. Oh, I miss him.
Yeah, I do too, but...
Well, he's going to be part of all of
this. This is true. I'm freaking stoked for this guy.
Yeah, it's going to be so good.
All right, well, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for coming by, Stephanie. Is there anything you want to plug before we dig in and finish up our spooky evening?
I think the biggest takeaway is that, you know, everything is yoga, and yoga is everything.
Everything is yoga, and yoga is everything.
And then also, everything is also a little bit of math, is what I think I also learned.
I'm a little bit country.
Oh, Dad!
Three Dads and One Little Asian Baby was produced in front of a live studio audience in Jason's living room.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.